Following a call by the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres for financial institutions to ditch fossil fuel financing and invest in renewables, rather, a local climate activist group has taken action and their fight is gaining momentum. Fossil Free South Africa has written to investment house Allan Gray on behalf of many of its clients, urging the company to set up a fossil fuel free fund. It's the first petition of its kind by FFSA and is part of a bigger campaign that targets South Africa's seven largest and most popular investment managers. Joining us now to tell us more is coordinator at Fossil Free South Africa, David LePage, and he joins us by Zoom. David, good afternoon. Thanks very much for joining us.
Good afternoon, Amy. Thanks very much for having us on.
Allan Gray is the first financial institution that you've written to, but there will be more to follow, correct?
Yes, as you mentioned, our campaign targets the seven biggest asset managers in the company, including the Government Employees Pension Fund. And it just seems to be that the case that Allan Gray's clients have been faster to sign on to our campaign than the others. But we hope to enter similar engagements with the rest of them.
What has the company's response been so far, if there's been any at all?
Well, we sent our letter to them yesterday, signed by 111 of their current clients. And we haven't heard back from them directly, but via journalists, we've been advised that they have said they will not be creating a fossil fuel free fund, and that they believe that their engagement with companies like Sasol is the correct way to pursue climate action for an asset manager.
And how do you feel about that?
This argument about engagement from asset managers is one we've heard many times before. Around the world, there are a great many asset managers that have tried to engage with fossil fuel companies. And shareholder engagement does work on a number of issues. But when it comes to the core business model of fossil fuel companies, the evidence is overwhelmingly that these companies refuse to listen to their shareholders. And there is no evidence cited in Allan Gray's recent stakeholder reports showing that they have managed to secure any substantive changes from the likes of Sasol. They're not alone in that by any means, but they simply cannot, I think, produce sufficient evidence that their approach is working, much less at the speed that is called for.
There is obviously buy-in from people. As you say, you've got over 111 Allan Gray clients that have been willing to sign this petition and commit to this cause. Is there a global trend in this direction?
There are literally hundreds upon hundreds of institutions that have chosen to divest. And here in South Africa, those include the City of Cape Town and the University of Cape Town, which we led campaigns to try to persuade these institutions to change. And in the case of UCT, they made that decision in March earlier this year. Some of their funds have already been withdrawn from fossil fuel intensive assets offshore and reinvested in renewable infrastructure in South Africa, from what we've been told by the university's asset consultants.
So there are other options for people to invest if they wish to do so?
There are other options, and it baffles us really that Allan Gray are not more energetic about looking for them. I mean, really, when you invest with an asset manager, you do so in the hope that in the distant future, when you retire, that your life is going to be more secure and more comfortable and that you're going to have decent returns from your investments. Now, Allan Gray can make a decent case that they can still get reasonable profits from investing in companies like Sasol. But more and more what we're hearing from citizen investors is they don't care about getting absolutely the best returns. They also want to know that their money is being invested in institutions and in a future that they trust to be secure. And putting more money in fossil fuels at this point is just grotesquely irresponsible. Mm. What we're calling for is not something radical or weird. We are simply echoing the calls, as your introduction outlined, of the United Nations itself, and of 87 countries that indicated at the recent climate talks in Egypt that they want a phase out of fossil fuels.
David, if listeners, Cape Talk listeners, are interested in signing a petition and they invest with another investment house, what is their best way of going about doing so?
Well, you're welcome to visit our website, fossilfreesa.org.za, and look on the homepage or under our campaigns for Invest Fossil Free, and please sign up to our letters. It'll take you a minute or two, and we really greatly value your support.
Thank you very much for joining us. David LePage, the coordinator at Fossil Free South Africa, leading the campaign to divest from fossil fuels. That's something that I am very passionate about, and I certainly intend on joining that petition.